The pasuk says, "V'yitzak b'nei Yisrael Hashem." When Klai Yisrael found themselves by the Yamsuf in terrible danger, the pasuk says they cried out to Hashem. And Rashi tells us, "Tafsu umnas avaysam." They followed what they learned from our forefathers. Then, when a Jew needs a yeshua, when a Jew finds himself in a difficult situation, he cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majlis to Rebbe Zatzal asks, it seems from this pasuk and the way Rashi is explaining the pasuk that at this time, when they were in such great danger, they remembered to daven to Hashem. Is it conceivable to say, he asks, that Klai Yisrael, prior to this situation, the Natam to Hashem? Isn't that part of what Klai Yisrael always does, that when they need a Yeshua, they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just at this very moment? And Klai Yisrael daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, even when there's no pressing issue. How do we understand the pasuk that only now did they decide to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He quotes a Medrash, and he says, the Medrash says, in Shemais Rabbah and Parashas, Perek Chaf Aleph Pasukei, Yisrael Kishahayim Mitzrayim, V'hayim Mishabdim Mehem, Klai Yisrael, they were Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim made us work so hard, Hizchilu Tzayakim, V'taylim Einem LaKadosh Baruch Hu, they started to cry out and rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk says the Medrash, V'yah Lekim, as B'nai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, Klai Yisrael, Hitzchil Metzir Misham B'yad Chazaka, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to take us out of Mitzrayim, B'yad Chazaka V'zruin Netuya, V'yam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavakish Neshmaya as Kolam Pamacha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu again wanted to hear the voices of Klai Yisrael, and says the Medrash V'loya, he writes them, and they refused. Ma'asop, Girl of Paralyrd of Achrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instigated Paroi to chase after Klai Yisrael. Miyad v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael. Immediately they began to daven. And says the Medrash Ba'os Yisho'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kach hayisi mevakish l'shmoy kalchem. This is what I wanted. I wanted to hear you cry out to me. Oysa kal shekva shemati b'mitzrayim. What I heard from you already in Mitzrayim. Of course, this Medrash means it's so difficult to understand. What does the Medrash mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear our cries? And what does it mean that we refuse to do so? So he says that, and he explains that somebody who is able to concentrate, so he davens with concentrating, understanding, and putting meaning into his tefillah. Somebody who is not in that madrega, somebody who's preoccupied, somebody who has things that are on his head, the person isn't able to daven with the same level of kavana. He davens like a child. When a child needs something, it doesn't have the ability to articulate its needs, and it just cries out to its father, to its mother, and they understand what the child obviously needs and wants, and they do what has to be done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when Klai Yisrael cries out to Hashem, even if they don't necessarily understand what they're saying, as we've explained in previous shurim, when Klai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, not only were they in a physical galus, on the physical terrible situation, but their whole being, the neshama, the das, was begalus. And when Klai Yisrael cried out in Mitzrayim, they cried out not able to really properly articulate what they wanted, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Ava Rachman, understood what we meant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood and was taking us out of Mitzrayim. Now, Klai Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim, and they're able to daven with more kavana. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to hear one more time, Klai Yisrael, cry out, a tefillah pshuta, a simple cry, to recognize that we are completely dependent on Him. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, L'kach ha'yisi mevakish, the tefillah that I want from Klal Yisrael is a tefillah of crying out, just a simple cry. And Klal Yisrael lo yiratzeh, so we don't want to daven that way. We want to daven with all the kavana. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want a tefillah that represents that we understand what tefillah is, that we understand that the whole point of the tefillah is that we are declaring and recognizing our total dependence on Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk says. Tafsu, Rashi says, Tafsu umnes avaysam. It wasn't that they didn't daven before. Of course, Klal Yisrael had davened previously. That's what Klal Yisrael is all about. But he said, the type of tefillah, the umnes avaysam, when our office davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillahs were completely based on a declaration of, was just a declaration of total reliance and total bitachon on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the tefillah I want you to daven again. And I saw Rav Nachman, Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel Zatzal, the Lakewood Mashgiach, used to say that when a person davens, just it's no different. Rashi calls it umnes avaysam. Umnes avaysam means what we do for a profession, what we do for a living. When somebody davens, when somebody has a business or somebody has a profession, he puts all of his concentration to make sure that that business will be successful. Tafsu umnes avaysam means that we should treat our davening like it's our business. When it comes to our business, we put all that we can and invest all that we can into our profession, into our business to be successful. That is the way our tefillah is supposed to live. I once saw the Reb Chaim Brisker saw the Chavetz Chaim davening. And the Chaim Brisker commented after he saw the Chavetz Chaim davening that of course the tefillahs of the Chavetz Chaim are accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who davens the way the Chavetz Chaim used to daven, articulating every word, verbalizing every word. You saw on him that he recognized the power of tefillah. He recognized how much we are reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when somebody davens that way, then of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillahs. I saw that Rabbi Rafael Orbach Zatzal said that he once spent time with the Chazon Ish, and he saw how the Chazon Ish would daven Shacharis. And as he was davening Shacharis, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotza Amayris, and he was about to begin to have a rabbi, and he was about to begin to daven, V'harei Neinu B'Sayra Secha, he would just prepare himself, and you would see how he was crying and tears were coming down. He says, of course, if somebody davens, and V'harei Neinu B'Sayra Secha is said in that way, when a person recognizes that tefillah is what's going to bring him success, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we know he'll be successful. And that's why, of course, we know that Chazon Ish was the great Talmud Chacham that he was. The Reb Chaim Stein, the tells of Rosh Yeshiva, said that, but when we daven, we have to recognize that what we're saying and what we're doing is that we're just saying we're completely relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's pshat in the famous Maimah Chazal, that Chazal tells Rasa Shivcha Layom, that the simple Shivcha, slave woman, that was there by Kriyas Yamsuf, saw Mashloi Roy Cheskel Ben Buzi, not greater Shkilu Shchina, greater revelation than Yecheskel the great Navi saw. How are we to understand that Maimer Chazal? So he explains what happened, as we've been learning, at Kriyas Yamsuf, is that Kriyas Yamsuf was a whole new type of tefillah. A Kriyas Yamsuf was a tefillah of total recognition and reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shivcha Layom, the simple people who were standing by Kriyas Yamsuf, were at that Madrega as we explained earlier, that they realized and recognized that there was only one thing to do at this point, and that was to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua. When somebody comes to that point, and somebody comes to that level of recognition, that is a greater recognition than the greatest Nevuah, than the greatest Navi. Because what is the point of Nevuah? Connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And seeing and recognizing that we are completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he explains the Gemara in Masechet Brachos Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph says, Hamarech betfiloso ma'ayim bo, somebody who davens and spends a lot of time davening, ma'ayim bo, and thinks about it, soif bo l'day leiv. He has heartache. And it's a very difficult Gemara to understand. It should be just the opposite. If somebody is putting so much effort into tefillah, shouldn't he be rewarded that it's a great, that his tefillah should be accepted? And here it says, soif bo l'day cave leiv, he's going to have heartache. Ostensibly, that means that his tefillah will not be answered. Why should his tefillah not be answered? So he explains. Hamarech betfiloso ma'ayim bo means that when the person is davening, he's not just davening. He's, so to speak, telling Hashem what to do. And that's unacceptable. It is not for us to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. It is for us, as we daven, to recognize and declare that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who we have to completely rely on. And you start giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu advice what to do, you're going to have heartache. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our advice. I saw, it's like a mashal. The Alter von Kelm used to say that if somebody is traveling and somebody's driving, so if you know the directions to where you're going, you're going to be giving the driver your opinion where to drive, how to get there. But if you don't know where you're going and you're just relying on the driver, you're going to close your eyes because you know that you have nothing to add. You have nothing to offer. When we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to be recognizing that we're completely reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on anything or anyone else. And if when we daven, we take that attitude, Yitzhak al Hashem, Klai Yisrael, they stood in Mitzrayim, declared and recognized that we are completely and only dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we live that way, then we are zeichet to see Yeshua's Hashem.